This week on Ours to Protect, we take a trip to Toker Community Garden, a place that was once known as the Bog at Toker Community Park, has been transformed into a thriving garden surrounded by trees, hedges, flowers, a pond, providing a green space for the community and volunteers to enjoy. The group started off with a simple tweet calling for volunteers, and Mandy has been part of the group since it first started the journey in 2021, when hundreds of people showed up to get digging and kickstart the garden's growth. Take me on a journey of what we have at the garden here.
Just recently, we done a living willow dome, and that was done with Jessica Carlson with Creativity and Change. That's eventually going to go into a dome, and we have a little door in the front and one at the side for kids, and we're going to do little classes, reading or maybe some sort of mindfulness workshops inside in them, you know. We have 18 raised beds, and you name it, we have it. Fruit, veg, we have a herb garden. Then the whole garden then is surrounded by 350 native Irish trees. So eventually that'll be our hedge when it comes up, you know. Our newest thing is a pond. So we dug it by hand. It's all organic here, no machinery. We don't use any type of petrol lawnmowers. Everything is cut by hand, our shears, our scythes. We have a few ducks coming and going at the moment into that. Anything you can think of, we have it. But we want to keep it as wild as possible, you know, because we want it to be natural.
The polytunnel is a huge feature at the garden. Much like a greenhouse, it provides a warm, dry environment for certain plants, fruit and veg to grow. Mabel is a biotechnologist and offers her expertise to the group and the community.
The function is to keep these plants, for example, tomatoes, they cannot grow outside because the conditions of Ireland. So you have warm conditions to grow. We have peppers, one watermelon, some flowers. And we use also to dry some of the products that we have outside, for example, onions and garlic. And in 2 weeks, we will be able to use it with our fruits.
What happens when they're fully grown? Where do they go from here?
The community can come and take them. We are growing this for all the community.
You don't need a green finger to know how to grow your own fruit and veg at home, as Caroline learned to grow potatoes at home from a bucket. Who would have thought?
It's actually very simple. When you leave the potatoes for too long, they actually form eyes on the side. So it's a simple process. All you have to do is cut the potatoes in two, let them dry maybe for one day on your windowsill, then put the compost into your bucket or the soil into your bucket, put your potato in, put more soil on top, and then you see the stalks coming up. So look out for the flowers, and once the flowers come and they die, that's time then to harvest your potatoes. So it's a simple matter then of tipping the bucket over, and when you pull apart the soil, you'll actually see all the potatoes stuck onto the actual stalks. You take them, boil them, and they're absolutely delicious. It is so simple. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
If you don't have much knowledge on gardening but have your own skills to offer, you can join and learn along the way, much like Jimmy, who uses his craft to help out.
I got involved initially just making the raised beds and that for them and putting them together, and I enjoy doing a bit of woodwork on the side, so I come down and I'm not green fingered, but I try and help out the best I can doing other things around the area, you know. I put in the irrigation system from here, and I built them a little drag around pump there as well, so it's connected to a pump system so they can drag a hose around the garden and be able to water the flowers and things, as opposed to just walking around with buckets and things, you know. So yeah, I try and help out when I can. Yeah,
the garden offers a haven for wildlife to enjoy, as well as a green space for the community, but for the volunteers it means a lot more.
Like for me, it's more so about learning or connecting with people, getting to know more people around the area, and just kind of interchanging and literally the word community, just like a big family.
It's a good place where you can just meet people and just do something fun. It's a source of enjoyment for me, and just meeting and knowing people in the community. So yeah, I think I'm taking home a lot of valuable skills that I can use in my own garden.
In the garden and among flowers and vegetables and things like this, you kind of just feel connected both with the people around you and also the nature around you.
I'm 67, I'm lovely, and yeah. And it's the best thing that ever happened in my life. And I know I'm not alone, and it's great, and the gardening, and the girls and the men, they're all very kind. It keeps me healthy mentally. I love the chats, the cups of tea, but the most important thing I love, not being alone.
If you would like to join, attend a workshop or participate with your school or organisation, follow Tucker Community Garden on all social media channels for more information. Thank you for listening to Ours to Protect. Stay tuned for a brand new episode next week.